Okay.
It took me a minute to realize that it was actually recording.
9:31 a.m., last day of April, April 30th, 2018, Monday. Yeah, I was reminded about half an hour ago that it's been 7 days since I've published a podcast, so... Yeah. My mornings have been evaporating lately. I don't know how that's even possible. Part of it is sleep debt. I'm definitely in sleep debt. I'm trying to get things juggled here. I took my coat off, but it doesn't wrap well around my waist. Too warm to wear. So yeah, I've been staying up too late, get up too early, too many days in a row. And what happens is that I have zero energy in the morning. And by the time I get moving, get some food in me, get things actually percolating along, That's quite often well into the afternoon before I even get to have a lunch. So it's not just the walk, it's pretty much everything has been screwed up in the last week. So, okay. Last day of the month. Tomorrow's the first day of the month. Tomorrow's May Day. Our court crossing season starts tomorrow. Yes, I realize that there's actually a different word in there, but that's okay. Anyway, here we go. Cute little mini Winnie park right there. The sun is hot. The sun is really hot. I really should have gone at 7 o'clock. But I was still waking up at 7 o'clock. I slept in this morning until 6:30. I went to bed early last night. Early for me was like 10 o'clock. So, yeah, I got almost 8 hours sleep last night, which was really good. I need to do that a couple more times. And then maybe I'll have some energy again. I've got to get the story finished. I've been picking away at it. It's not gotten very far. And this was the event where we're supposed to have completed 50,000 words by Saturday. Phew. It's still possible. I could still do it. But I've got to spend a lot more time actually with my head in the story and not up my butt. We'll see how that works out. I don't know that I have a lot of faith in it at the moment. It's a beautiful morning. It's a beautiful spring morning, even though it's 60 degrees. The sun is hot. I'm walking in the shade at the moment, so I'm enjoying it a great deal more. There's a lot of trees. The trees that blossom have pretty much blossomed up. I've got looks like a big flowering crab apple right here on the corner. It's quite lovely. It's got a lamp post extending up through the branches with a very decorative lamp on the top. It looks very cool. And there's a lot of flowering trees along the way here. Oh, it's definitely a crab apple. I think those all three are. Four are. Four white ones and a red one. It's quite lovely. And here's an aspen tree that is all flowered. All leafed out. It's still got a lot of the little catkins hanging off it. what that one is. Very flowering dogwood, I don't know. That's little tiny flowers. Little tiny flowers. It's another apple tree. Looks like a new one. It's got stakes around it still. And these trees are all leafed out. Look at that. Wow. There aren't many that are in full, they're in full leaf. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in a row right here. They get the, they're well exposed to the sun, which undoubtedly helps a great deal. They're probably getting water too, which is another factor. I gotta turn the sprinklers on for my lawn. The guys came and mowed finally. Apparently the side lawn, which I said looked really good, was really good. It was close to a foot tall. You had to get in with a weed whacker and knock him down before he could mow it. Which will probably send that whole side lawn into shock, but some things can't be helped. Because it needed to be taken down. So I gotta deal with that. I have to finish this book. Oh, it's beautiful. I'm just taking it all in here this morning. This is, it's, for here, it's a pretty nice spring day. For Maine, this would be a really nice summer day. I keep forgetting what it was like growing up amongst the juniper and pine. Life seems so far away. Perhaps because it's a half a century ago. And well, a lot of what's happening in terms of computers and networks and stuff is not unexpected, at least by me. The way that it has given me a career. And now, in my dotage, a new career as artist, as opposed to technician. Management professional. Trying to get the coat settled so I can free up a hand to slap it, because we're coming up on the month post. Ah. So tomorrow's May. This is in fact, by Friday, I have to write a blog post for Recommend Fiction Readers. I'm not quite sure what I'm going to write about. There's a lot of stuff going on with RMFW. That's a bit discouraging. I finally got the copy of the schedule. And, yeah, there are some indie stuff on it. But it's mostly beginner indie stuff. There's nothing there for me. A lot of the hours of programming have been filled by, I suspect, by sponsors. There's 3 hours of really, what's bound to be really poor marketing advice being presented by Smashwords. And the reason I say that is Smashwords does not really do indie marketing. They do mass market media marketing. Mass media marketing. There's a lot of other sort of introduction level indie 101, writer 101 stuff. But most of it was still, okay, how to write a good query, how to engage an agent, how to relate to editors, how to manage your time. And while some of that stuff is probably useful, it's not $400 useful. It'll be $600 by the time I edit in the hotel. And it's not an opportunity for me to be on a panel. So there has to be something for me to be there. There has to be a reason for me to go. And there's no reason for me to go. So I won't. And I'm putting that word out to people so they're not going there expecting that they're going to be able to pick my brain at this conference, because I'm not going to go to the conference. So it's kind of too bad. But On the other hand, it's not. I'm going to have to spend a week in Pittsburgh in May, coming right up here. I got to make my phone. I got to make my airline reservation. CIFRA will reimburse it, so it's not going to be terribly expensive. I did have to pay for the ticket for the Nebulas. And I'm going to be on a couple panels there. I'm going to have lunch with Michelangelo and a couple of the guys. I hope there's a couple of the gals as well, just because you don't really need to turn this into more of a sausage fest than it is. So yeah, that'll be one less con this fall. I'll still go to Mahai. I don't know if I'm going to be on the panels or not, but I will go anyway. And I'm pretty sure Cosine is going to put me on something, because that's probably going to be their last hurrah. They took a year off after the 10th, and this one will be the 15th. And I don't blame them. That's a long time to do this thing, and it's got to be exhausting. Because they start almost immediately after the last one to prep for the next one, which is really how it should be. I'm hoping I can turn the Nebulas into something that's a little more professional. I'm going to have to go for the next 3 years because I'll be on the board, yes. This year, next year, the year after. The board, vice president of CIFRA, Aaron Harshuin, called me on, I want to say Saturday, to tell me that the elections committee has certified the election and that I am indeed the CFO-elect for Science Fiction Fantasy Writers of America. And I have to say, it's not. It's not the position that I'm really comfortable with, although I understand what it's about. I know what it is. And I have professionals working for me to help keep things under control. What I'm hoping to do with CIFRA is try to deal with the us-them. Trying to get the people who are there, who feel so threatened, to understand that the perception that indies are overtaking them is correct. Maybe that's what I'll write about this one. Because it applies to Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers as well. The perception that indies are selling more books is correct. Or at least they're selling enough books to cause the publishers heartburn. Selling enough books that publishers are not paying as much in terms of advances. They're not selling anywhere near as many books as a lot of us are. And we make more per sale. So yeah, maybe that's what I'll write about this month. But I understand it. But the reality is, dude, you signed a contract. If you didn't sign the contract, you could be making money too. could become a hybrid. You could do some of this yourself. You could be making actual cash dollars enough to have to pay income tax on it. But you don't. Instead, you attack those people who are doing that, which doesn't make a lot of sense to me. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you again.